Exclusive, intercepts Ryan Grimm, rising populism on left. Right puts donor class, establishment in 2020 bind. By Matthew Boyle on June 24, 2019. The Intercept's Washington Bureau Chief Ryan Grimm, the author of a new book on the rising populist movement on the American left wing, told Breitbart News Saturday in an interview this weekend that populism on the left inside the Democrat Party coupled with President Donald Trump's populist takeover of the GOP could put the donor class and establishment of both parties in a serious bind in the upcoming presidential election. It's going to be interesting to see how the 2020 election unfolds if an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders wins the nomination, because then the kind of Democratic establishment and the Republican establishment, the Bill Kristols of the world, are all going to be put to the test. Folks like Bill Kristol and others who have been saying Trump is the worst person on the planet, will they actually vote for the Democrat, or are they going to urge some third-party guy like a Howard Schultz, a billionaire, to come in and try to siphon off enough votes from Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders so that Trump stays in office? Grimm said. Coming from the Democratic establishment, which we've spent the last several years talking about the evil of the Trump administration, if they take active measures to help him stay in office just to beat the left, they will be showing us themselves in a significant way. Grimm is out with a new book discussing these movements rising on the left behind people like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, among others, titled We've Got People. From Jesse Jackson to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, The End of Big Money and the Rise of a Movement. As Breitbart News has reported, Grimm's book was ahead of the curve in recognizing former Vice President Joe Biden's problems with race. Decades of insensitive comments and questionable relationships with segregation is a theme that has tormented the 2020 Democrat frontrunner in the past week. Interestingly, former President Barack Obama, the nation's first black president, whom Biden served under as vice president for 8 years, remains completely silent, offering no public defense of Biden more than a week into this storyline dominating national headlines. Every day that goes by that he, Obama, doesn't defend Biden, it gets worse, Grimm added. I suspect that eventually he might. He doesn't want to be seen as putting his thumb on the scale in the primary after the 2016 debacle. But man, every day that goes by that he doesn't step in for Biden here is another day you're catching a signal that Obama might not be all that hugely supportive of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not terribly impressive in person. Obama has spent a lot of time with him in person. So Obama has had time to kind of judge the character and qualities of Biden. And if he's not out there celebrating him, there might be a reason why. It's very unusual for a president not to endorse and encourage his vice president to be the next president. But it was clear in 2016 that Obama's candidate was Hillary Clinton. That was a significant reason, I think, that Biden didn't run. Another big story on the left heading into the first debates later this week has been the resurgence of Warren, who in many polls has overtaken Sanders for the second-place slot right behind Biden. Sanders has seen a drop-off in support ever since he endorsed felons voting from prison, including the Boston bomber. But Warren's careful rollout of a series of populist policy plans have put her on a warpath back from the brink to the tip-top of the first tier of candidates right behind Biden just as Biden's slide begins. Warren will take the debate stage Wednesday night, where she will face off against former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, and a handful of others on the first night. Viewers will have to wait until Thursday to see some of the other higher-profile candidates like Biden, Sanders, Senators Kamala Harris, DCA, and Cory Booker, DNJ, as well as South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, all of whom are on the stage Thursday evening. But Grimm thinks this could be a benefit to Warren to be the highest profile on the first evening. People should remember one way she got to college as a poor kid from Oklahoma was winning a debate scholarship to GW, Grimm said. So she knows how to debate. She's going to do well. There's really no advantage in hitting her if you're one of the other candidates, because she's popular now and you're going to want her supporters. Maybe if you're a total fringe candidate you can kind of come at her. But I expect that because none of the frontrunners are on stage with her that she will do well. It will just be an opportunity for her to look smart and presidential. The next night, you're going to have people attacking Bernie. You're going to have everyone attacking Biden. You may have Bernie and Biden going at each other. If somebody has a huge moment in the contest where they're going at each other, It might help them, but I think Warren actually kind of lucked out with the draw, actually. Listen to Ryan Grimm's full interview on Breitbart News Saturday.